There's one halakha in the laws of Purim. Mishishata yayin bepurim v'nitbasam, which happens that a person drank wine on Purim and he became a little drunk, or a lot of drunk. V'tchil l'raked v'nishorer, and he started dancing and he started singing. V'betoch kedei kach hizik l'havero, and as a result of his happiness and his drunken state, he damaged somebody. Oh, tinefet begadav, or he dirtied somebody's garments. So the question is, does he have to pay? This is the question of mazik on Purim. Tosafot in Masechet Sukkah Daf Memhe discussed a similar custom that they used to have at the weddings. That they used to have people to entertain the bride and groom. They would ride on horses, like a jousting of some sort. And as a result, one guy would rip the clothes of his opponent or damage his opponent. And the Tosafot says that since they were doing it lichbod, simchat, hatan v'kala, so there's no liability to pay. Because it's almost as if it's agreed from the beginning that this is what they're going to do. And that's exactly the way, as I said, the Tosafot says. Rabbeinu Asher, in one of the Teshuvot, says that they're obligated to pay. Now, the Rama in the laws of Purim was posek leniently. And he said on Purim, if you damage, it's not considered damaging, it's not considered stealing, and therefore you're patur. The Shla Kadosh in the Shnei Luchot HaBerit is shocked, why did they posek like the lenient opinion? And he says, on the contrary, that one has to be mahmir like the opinions that say it's a problem, especially that's the opinion that's brought down in the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef says there's no difference damaging on a regular day or damaging on Purim. Maran in the Bet Yosef clearly writes, you have to pay. Even though he doesn't discuss it in the Shulchan Aruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules on this, that as a result, if somebody takes his friend to Bet Din, and the fellow says, you owe me money, you damaged me on Purim, the fellow that's being claimed cannot say, keenly, that I'm following the opinions that are lenient, and therefore I don't have to pay. Because once it's written explicitly in the Bet Yosef, that the Bet Yosef holds that you have to pay, that you cannot say keenly against what's written explicitly in the Bet Yosef, and therefore you'd have to pay in the Bet Din. That's the ruling that they make, and therefore he says, Hayav l'shalem kol ma shezik l'havero, ve'en evdel bazeh ben Purim l'shar yemot hashana. That's the ruling as well of Arab Yosef Yedid al-Levi, also in the response to Yemi Yosef.